Oh, I would stick to Alan. You don't really look like a
That's
Daniela.
because you didn't see me last night, Lucy. No, I'm just joking. Okay, but seriously, if we look at it this way, I call myself Daniela. I'm both the one naming and the one being named, right?
Right. The action of calling reflects back onto you.
That's a good point. And that would be the same if I said, ¿Cómo te llamas? Literally, what do you call yourself?
Yep.
But there are other expressions like you call me. Now here, Lizzie, is the person who's calling also the one who's being called?
Nope, this time it's you who are doing the calling and it's me who's receiving the action.
Okay, so the great thing about this expression is that you can really use it. You can't just think that to collect these phrases without doing anything will help you. You've got to apply them. Introduce yourself to someone. Put yourself in that situation that obligates you to speak. Me llamo Alan. Me llamo Lizzie. Me llamo Ernesto.
Right, or ask the question, ¿cómo te llamas?
What do you call yourself? Or, in other words, what's your name?
Alan, tell us about a time when you introduced yourself to someone. What did you say?
Okay, well, and this has happened on a number of occasions. I will say, Hola, me llamo Alan. And they'll say, Alan? Como Alan Garcia? Because coincidentally, Alan Garcia is the president of the country, so I share his first name. And he's not the most popular person amongst some people. So sometimes I get a bit of a hard time about my.